All right, welcome back, everybody. This is Mark Tapp with Keith Weltons. You're listening to AM Hodgepodge. As promised, this whole show's been a little bit about fitness.
Yep.
Mental, emotional, and I think actually it's on physical, your pool. You need laps in that? Just circles?
No, I am hoping that I can hold my breath long enough to get through 15 feet of water.
I think you could do that.
If I push off on
I'm
not allowed to push
off
on
a... Probably don't want to push off on a wall on an above ground pool.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Or something.
Yeah, exactly right. But I'm hoping I can get from one side to the other in the 50, across 15 feet. Yeah, well, welcome back. This is Keith Weltons. Yeah, and the other thing is when we talk about mental, physical well-being, there was also something nice about even coming to Blacksburg. You, during the middle of the week, we sent you to Christiansburg to pick up a couple of things, and I noticed even there, I said, how was Christiansburg? How was it on your drive? And you said, gosh, it was weird because it looked a lot the same until you pulled into someplace.
Yeah.
Until you got off of the road. Then you noticed that there was some abnormalities in it. But that period of the drive...
Life goes on. Everybody's still out moving around now, you know, for better or for worse. They've got to go on with their lives, and certainly this has impacted a lot of businesses. And we'll just go ahead and take this opportunity to introduce Nicole and Kayla with Imbalance Yoga. And there are probably few companies that are more impacted than your business. The type of work that you do is, I don't know if hands-on is the right phrase, but certainly close proximity, very physical, and you've had to make some adjustments. And it's the other interesting thing about this conversation off the air, you've made a positive spin on those adjustments. You will come out of this stronger and better. So, Nicole, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Mark. We did. We are really proud of the transition that we made in less than 48 hours. We had all online Zoom classes within 48 hours of making the decision to close the studio, which we did that March 16th, and our first online class was March 17th.
Wow.
So we are very, very grateful to our members. We can't say this enough. We've been able to create this online platform, and you know, like you said, we need yoga right now. There are so many benefits. It helps relieve stress, which, you know, that is with us right now. It's just so uplifting.
So yoga is very physical. Keith, off the air, you were talking about your experiences with yoga. I've done yoga in sort of a meditative type yoga, and then I've also done the P90X. Holy moly, I had no idea yoga was this much work kind of a yoga. And so yoga has a sort of a unique capability of helping you mentally sort of calm your spirit, I think.
Yes.
And also physically gets you moving, get your blood flowing. And obviously this is a time where people really need that.
Yes. I'm glad you said that. We hear the most, and Kayla will laugh here next to me, that, oh, I can't do yoga, I'm not flexible.
Yeah.
Well, that's like saying you're too dirty, so you're not going to take a bath.
Yeah, right.
So there's so many benefits, and yoga is such a generic term. But like you said, we offer so many types of classes. And there's something for everybody. It's accessible. It can help you sleep better, improve anxiety, help with depression, improve your circulation and balance and strength. So it really is really well-rounded.
And people are, my wife wears a Fitbit. And so the Fitbit tells her you got to get up and move around every 10 minutes or whatever it is.
Sure.
And we've all been pulled out of our normal routine in this environment. And so I think physically we're suffering, whether you have got COVID or not, you're suffering because you're not moving as much, or you're more stationary, or even if you're at home and you're sitting in your $30 dining room chair, you're not in your $300 ergonomic office chair.
What if you're sitting in your $30 chair in your $30 yoga pants?
I don't know what the benefit is.
I see a lot of that. I see a lot of that.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, didn't we did a piece a few weeks back on tops sales of tops were up, but pajama bottoms were up. But
not like top sales are like up 60-some% year over year, and bottoms are down like 20% year over year. Doesn't match.
So Kayla, you are the studio manager?
Yes.
How has this affected you?
Transitioning to online has definitely made me think that there's so many different possibilities of pivoting. So if you need to make a pivot and adapt and be resilient, then you can. So we pivoted to all online, like Nicole was mentioning, within that 48-hour window. And we were training the teachers and staff and then really our members to be able to receive yoga online as well, which is another condition that they've had to meet and adapt to themselves, and maybe making their own yoga space and rolling out their mat in their own home is a completely different experience than being in the studio. So it's definitely shown me that there are many different possibilities, and it's also inspired me because I see the impact of people. And as we were saying, that we need it right now, and people are stationary, and people will message us and say, I feel so much better. I feel more anchored. I'm so glad that you have this service. I'm feeling the effects of this so much. This is helping my mental health. So I've definitely seen the impact, even though we've pivoted to this online platform.
Yeah, it kind of affirms your role in society and what role you're playing in it. When you see that, you know, we're using these terms so loosely today, and, you know, there's this movement out there that says, well, I am essential, right? Or you're non-essential. You know, it's just like saying on a school day, all essential employees show up and all non-essential, you know, go play out in the snow. The reality is, what we're finding is that society, everyone has an essential role. There is no non-essential role. Now, there's public safety roles. We get that. But the role, the essential role that individuals play in the healthcare and in wellness and in spiritual, and yoga really is that combination of how do I keep myself out of certain things. And I've had problems I shared with you off of the air, my back issues, and how yoga really, the stretching of it really kept me from having to have that surgery, and how quickly it improved my mental outlook on everything, because you move into that depression of woe's me, I can't get out of there. And I would assume that there's something about endorphins or whatever it is that kicks in during the process. I haven't studied that enough, but knowing that that pain leaves you and the mobility gets in there, that's that positive outlook that when you're pulled away from yoga and then it's reintroduced back to you, not only are you getting as the instructor, but you're getting that positive feedback immediately from the individuals who are joining the class, correct?
Right.
Yeah. So how are they giving you that feedback from the virtual world? How's all that how's that playing out?
So different ways. We send out a monthly newsletter with all of our Imbalance Yoga updates and what we've been up to and our special offerings and announcements as things have been changing. So they'll respond back to the newsletter. They'll comment on our Facebook page. They'll direct message us on Instagram. They'll send us emails out of the blue, lots of different ways. Or they'll call and on the phone, they're trying to connect to Zoom and trying to figure this out, and we're troubleshooting with them. And then they get it and they're saying, okay, I got to go, my class is starting.
Yeah.
And hang up the phone. So a lot of different ways.
You just hung up on the instructor.
Yeah. Well, and the other benefit of Zoom is the teacher can chat with them before, not during class because they're teaching, but before class and after class, and the students feel connecting with the teacher that way because they're used to having that teacher, and then to be able to see them in their own home. I mean, sure, Keith, I'm sure you would rather take from someone that you knew versus someone that you don't know.
Correct.
You know, it's still that relationship, and they feel accountable.
Right.
Because it's us.
Yeah, and it's their time that they've blocked out. They've said, I'm going to go do this class at this time for 60 minutes or 30 minutes, however long. And the instructor will even say, does anyone have any requests? And they can drop in, yes, I need stretching for hamstrings, or my lower back is in pain. And the instructor can take that real-time request in the same way we would in person and have that deep personal connection with the other person on the other end.
Now, are you finding requests coming from any sort of the population more than the other? So meaning, is it individuals who may have typically been at work but now aren't? Is it people who typically wouldn't have the kids home with them all day but now it is? Is it elderly? Is it kind of coming from even, or are you finding this is a totally new pocket that we didn't realize before?
Sure. We are very fortunate that we have a very diverse range of age. Mm-hmm. So right now, the stress of the stay-at-home mom.
You probably have young, even non-teenagers, 12, 11, stuff like that.
We're doing kids yoga. So the stay-at-home mom that is also having to homeschool, but also the kids need activities to do. So from kids yoga to the class for the mom. And what Kayla was talking about, the positive of this, there's two really big positives that students that we had that have now left Blacksburg mm-hmm. can now still have us. You know,
right.
They can come back and join us. You don't have to be in this community anymore. And then the other positive is now, because we've transitioned to online, we were smart to record all the classes, built a back-end part of our website, so now our members have on-demand yoga at their convenience anytime.
Because they might be traveling. They might be traveling to Jamaica at some point and want to have 5 days worth that they can see.
Yeah, or our senior population. You know, they may not want to do a live online class, but then they can go on the recorded site and watch their favorite restorative yoga or gentle yoga at their convenience when it works for them.
That's cool.
So I'm gonna sort of change directions a little bit on you.
Sure.
We've been talking about the feel good.
Change positions.
we'll be
is
flexible.
That the term? Is it position?
We're flexible.
Ah, I gotcha.
We've been talking about the benefits of yoga, but there's a business side of this. You are a business.
Yes.
And I'm just curious. So I've personally never been to, and I'm sorry, I've never been to a class, but I have done online yoga and I've done it on a tape or a disc.
VCR.
Right?
Beta.
Yeah, right.
Is it Betamax?
And you've done chair yoga.
Done chair yoga with you, actually, yeah. So when you sort of transition from we're a in-person studio run yoga, and there's a clear line about, listen, you walk in our door, now you're a member, and there's a membership fee that comes with that, to sort of intermingling that with all of the free yoga that's out there online, and now that's the only way, and it's temporary, it's not going to last, but for now, everyone has to access you online, and you're competing with probably millions of freebies out there, but you still have rent to pay.
Sure.
How does that work?
Great question. Yes, we do still have rent to pay. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah.
No, I mean, just a side joke. We have a 4,000 square foot beautiful building built by Green Valley Builders. So we're very grateful for that space, but we have had to really look at our costs. And so it's working now because of our members. It's the community and the connection that our wonderful staff and studio manager and team have with them. So they're being very generous with us that we've created we used to have 80 classes a week. We're down to 30 online classes, but they either take those live, or now we have, Kayla, how many recorded on-demand classes available?
Over 170 recorded of all different types from a menu of options.
So the connection in the community, why I think they're staying with us instead of doing a free online class with an instructor they don't know, is because they know Kayla, or they know our teacher, Aaron, and they are wanting to connect with them before and after class and see their face, and they know their teaching instructions and they know their rhythm and their format and what they're going to offer. And it's just a way for them to stay connected to our community.
You're having what Mark calls your George Bailey, It's a Wonderful Life moment, where people have identified you as important enough that they don't want to live this world without you. They have actually voted you essential.
Yeah.
And
we're part of their daily routine or their weekly routine, and they want to stay a part of it.
Exactly right. So they voted you as essential. regardless of what any term anyone has given you. They've voted you essential, and they've done so by rallying around you, which clearly means that you're special, right? That you're doing something that is significantly different and sets you apart. How do people find you in a normal world, right? And because we're going to assume that we're going to go back to some sort of sense of normalcy. I think society is ultimately going to demand that from all of us, that we're just going to do that. But how do people find you, like, in today, so that people can start to know you and then ultimately move into this, you know, they fully get and understand why your current members have voted you as essential?
Sure.
So how do people find you?
Right now. Yeah. In this online phase. So that's a good point. You don't have to be a member to do those online classes. Anyone can do those online classes, and they can just purchase one class, or we have a 10-class punch pass that they can do without doing the membership. But the membership is the best value.
Yeah.
But they can do that. We'll list out our website, but our hope is that we give people the option. We stay flexible with them. So moving forward, you can do the online, or we'll social distance in the studio and at the appropriate spacing. So you have the option to come in or do online, or if you're a member, access the recorded classes. Kayla, do you want to give details on how they specifically find us?
Yeah, so we have our main website, imbalanceyogastudio.com. We have a LinkedIn page. We try to cover all the bases. We're also on Twitter. We have an Instagram that's Inbalance Yoga Blacksburg. And on Facebook, we're easy to find too. And our phone number is 540-961-1030 if you want to direct call us. Mm-hmm. And we'll answer and talk to you.
That's awesome.
So that's Inbalance Yoga in Blacksburg. And you have two locations?
We do. We have one location right on North Main Street, and we've been around about 10 years. Mm-hmm. We've been in that location going on 3. And for the past year, the Corporate Research Center reached out to us and wanted a space here as a benefit to their members and their tenants.
So you do have corporate membership options as well?
Yes. Yep. So, and then we're so grateful for their collaboration. During COVID, someone rented our current space, the whole building, so they have already helped us build out our new space.
Great.
During this whole time period, we've been building that new space with them, and you know, when things get back to normal, we'll have a brand new space to show the community just a couple buildings down from where we were here.
Yeah. Well, you'll have to make sure that you give us a call, email, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, whatever, which one, but you have to let us know so that Mark and I can actually join you guys for one of the first ones. We'd love that. Kind of give us an update.
Last question. How much ceiling height does Keith need to do aerial yoga?
I'm definitely doing that. I actually think that's going to be terrific on my lumbar. Isn't that? One of the specifics? It's got to be working on core, strength, and lumbar, correct?
Yeah. Well, the traction for the aerial for your spine is wonderful. It's like hanging from an upside down inversion table.
Yeah.
But yes, aerial is fun. It's lighthearted, just like you guys. It's engaging.
Yeah, it's playful. It leaves you feeling good after. And
I'll tell you, it is fun for adults, but the kids have just soaked up aerial yoga. Yeah. I mean, my niece was supposed to have her 8th birthday with the aerial yoga, and it did get canceled because of COVID, but we're going to make it up for when we get back, her birthday party.
That's awesome.
Well, we've enjoyed having you here. Thanks for meeting us at the CRC, and it's great meeting you both.
Yeah.
Yep. Thank you. Wish you the best of luck through this pandemic. I know you'll come out the other side better.
Yeah, and we'll circle back around, and we'll give everyone the update. We look forward to doing that to everyone. So for everybody else, stick with us. You're listening to
AM Hodgepodge.